In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Moses performed many miracles by the almighty hand of God as he led the Israelites out of Egypt. No matter, the people still complained. Quoting from earlier verses in Numbers chapter 11, Moses heard the people of every family wailing, each at the entrance to his tent. The Lord became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled. He asked the Lord, "Why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant? To the land you promised to their forefathers. Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me. Give us meat to eat. I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you're going to treat me, put me to death right now, if I have found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin." Moses pleaded with God to take his life rather than continue to be confronted by these complaining people. Have you ever been part of a group who constantly mumbles and complains about the boss or the pastor? I have. There have been times when I was one of the complainers. May the Lord forgive me. But here's one thing. Here is the thing. Can one put oneself in any more miserable situation than to be a constant complainer? The only more miserable situation to be in, other than being a constant complainer, is to be like Moses, who has to contend with thousands and millions of constant complainers. Moan, whine, complain. Rah, 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 rah. Moan, whine, complain. Thanks be to God that this congregation is not a group of moaners and whiners and complainers. You probably have your moments, but I don't hear it. Thanks be to God. But even though the Israelites were fed bread that fell daily from heaven, that wasn't enough to satisfy them. They wanted meat. So God gave them so much meat for a month that they got sick from eating so much of it. Our God is a God of abundance and blessing. And when He blesses, He blesses. He blessed them to the point that they got sick of eating it. As I was dealing with this text and have dealt with it for several years, I couldn't help but notice the parallel between Moses with his 2 million plus and President Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod with his 2 million plus. The Israelites had to survive by eating heavenly manna, and they complained. Then God gave them meat. The LCMS has bread falling from heaven in the inspired, inerrant, infallible Holy Scriptures that contain the Word, Jesus, the true bread from heaven. Then, in addition to that, we have the very body and blood of Jesus in, with, and under the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper. Yet there are many today who complain about what God has given to His church as spiritual food. They want something else, you see, something new. They want some feel-good food, food that will make them forget that they are sinners. Back to the desert, and Moses, responding to all the complaining, God instructed Moses to gather his elders. And Moses placed 70 elders around the tent of meeting. Now this was the tent out in the wilderness where God would come down in a cloud. The people knew when God was there because the cloud would be there by day and a pillar of fire by night. So Moses went to the tent of meeting and he placed 20 or 70 of those elders around the tent of meeting. And then Moses went into the tent of meeting. You might remember also here also that when Moses came out of this tent, he was shining. He had Shekinah glory. He had the Shekinah glory of God on him. He was shining. And the people really didn't even want to look at him. But over a period of time, the shining would dwindle down. In a few days, Moses would be like everybody else. Then when he'd go into the tent again, he would come out and he'd be shining. The Lord came down from heaven that day with the 70 elders around the tent in a cloud to speak to Moses. And God took some of the spirit he had put on Moses and put it on the 70. The 70 elders then left. They went into the camp and began to prophesy. They began to tell others about the Lord. In addition to the 70 in the tent, there were two elders who did not attend the tent meeting but stayed in the camp. The Lord put His Holy Spirit on these two men also, and they began to testify or to prophesy. So when the 70 who were at the tent went into the camp, there were already two there who had begun to prophesy. A young man from the camp told Moses about these two, and Joshua requested that they not prophesy anymore. But Moses was fine with their prophesying and testifying. In fact, he wanted the Lord to put His Holy Spirit on all the people so they would all prophesy. Moses, you see, was encouraged. He didn't have to bear the burden all by himself anymore. Only a short time before the meeting in the tent, Moses had to bear all the burden of prophesying. Moses admitted that he could not bear the entire burden. But now there were 72 elders to share the prophesying and the complaining. There were 72 others to prophesy. That is, to proclaim the word of God to His complaining people. Their prophesying gave expression to their lives as God's chosen people. And it's in a like manner our prophesying gives expression to our lives as chosen and anointed and baptized children of God. The Holy Spirit was put on 72 elders as God took some of the Holy Spirit from Moses and put it on the people. The same Holy Spirit later descended on Jesus and has been sent on Pentecost into the world in a new way to proclaim Jesus as Lord and Christ. The Holy Spirit, dear ones, has been placed on you and in you by means of the water and the word in holy baptism. The Holy Spirit enables you to prophesy, that is, to tell, to proclaim the word of God. So it is by the power of the Holy Spirit, only by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we continue to proclaim God's word in a world that does not want to hear it. So also, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we proclaim that Christ has set a table today that is bread and wine from heaven, body and blood from heaven. Come, come, I'm telling you, I'm proclaiming to you, come to the table of your Lord Jesus Christ. He is present here in this place where He comes to meet His people, just as He was present in the tent with Moses and Joshua and the 70 elders. He is here. He is here. His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is here also, always to point you to the Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Come to the table of your Lord. He is here to greet you here in this tent of meeting. In this tent of meeting, He is here to greet you and be with you. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.